love catching people doing the right thing. Isn't that fun? You can say, hey, this is really great what they're up to right now. Joining me in studio is Dr. John Welling, and he's an ophthalmologist with the Medical Eye Center. And you're getting set to take your surgical practice over to the Himalayas here in the next few days. What's the story here, John? Welcome.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I'm working with an organization called the Himalayan Cataract Project, and it started in the Himalayas in Nepal. And now we do a lot of work in Africa, and we're actually getting ready to go do a trip in Ghana in West Africa.
So that's where you're going, to Ghana?
Right.
All right. Is it a specific village, or are you going to be taking off there and going to various stops?
There's really two big population centers in Ghana, and that's Accra and Kumasi. And then between those, there's just a ton of really, really remote villages that don't have access to care. And so we're going kind of right in the middle of those two big cities.
Now, you already did this in the Himalayas a little earlier, right?
Correct. Yeah, we went to Nepal last year and did several outreaches. We were in Ghana last year and spent 3 months in Ethiopia as well. And now going back to Ghana again this year.
And you pay for your trip, but they help out with some of the surgical expenses, this group that you're with?
Right, yeah. I pay my own travel expenses. And then this organization, the Himalayan Cataract Project, has longstanding partnerships there. And they pay for the sight-restoring cataract surgeries.
Okay, so is this really, how many surgeries might you do in a day? Because I knew a dentist, Ross Sanford, who goes down and does all sorts of dental work pro bono, very much the same sort of situation. He goes to South America, and he'll sit there and do, you know, tooth after tooth extractions, facial surgeries, just all sorts of things. He might do 30, 40 of those a day. And I'm kind of curious, what is it like for you from Medical Eye Center doing this for cataracts?
Right. Well, you know, we're really fortunate. We have amazing teams of nurses and ophthalmic assistants and technicians there who the whole system makes it possible for you to be extremely efficient and to do really safe, really high volume cataract surgery. That's the same standard that we would expect here in the developing world. We do.
So it's not like you're doing a different or a lower job there. You're doing the same thing that you would do at Medical Eye Center then.
Yeah, we do use some different techniques just because we don't have some of the same expensive electronic equipment, but multiple studies have been done showing that the quality and the outcomes and the safety is exactly the same. And so that system enables you to do between 50 and 70 cataracts a day.
A day? Oh my gosh. You know, and so that's with, and the cataract, once again, is a clouded lens, or what is the cataract, especially, again, for me not being a doctor type here?
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's a clouding of your natural lens, and it happens to everybody with age over time. The difference is that whereas we here in the United States, you know, when you can't see your golf ball on the fairway, you get cataract surgery, but there they might be blind for a decade before they ever get it done.
Oh, okay. Is there an environmental cause sometimes to cataracts? Maybe you're not wearing sunglasses or you're working in too much bright light, maybe nutrition, anything there?
Yeah, so all of those things can contribute. UV light exposure, poor nutrition, family genetics, but really age is the primary thing. Everybody will get one eventually if you live long enough, but some of those other factors can make you develop it sooner and have it be more severe.
So why do you do this?
Well, I personally feel
Is this your vacation? Hey, I'm going to go to Ghana and I'm going to do 50 cataract surgeries a day, hanging out with my friends over in Ghana for a week or so.
Yeah, to be honest, you know, anybody who's done this type of work, you know that once it gets in your blood, it's infectious and you really can't get rid of it. It's the most fun I've ever had.
Why is it fun? That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah, so
because you do this at Medical Eye Center and you get paid for it there. I mean, yeah. You're paying to do this.
Yeah. My partner, Matt Oliva, who also does a lot of international work, and some of my other partners there at Medical Eye Center, we sometimes joke that we work here so that we can work there because it's so much fun. But basically, you know, you have somebody who's been blind in both eyes for 5 or 10 years, and then overnight they get their vision back. And
what kind of reactions do you get when you get involved in something like that?
It's, you know, it's so variable, but some people are so stoic and they don't know if they're supposed to celebrate. And then you get other people who just jump up and kiss everybody that they see. They give hugs. They won't let go of you so you can like actually look at their eye. And so it's pretty exciting.
Don't hug me too much. Not too hard here. Okay. I have a scalpel in my hand.
Yeah. And it's great.
Well, that's really cool. It's really cool. So you're going to be leaving when? When's this happen?
We leave November 5th, and I'll be going with a team, several residents from other training programs in the United States, Bascom-Palmer and Ohio State, and a doctor from Ohio. And we'll be working with local doctors and also local trainees. We've got a couple residents from the Comfo Noche Training Hospital in Kumasi. And we'll be doing a lot of training. A lot of what we do is not just going there and doing surgery, but we partner with the local doctors. We work with local trainees, and we even bring those trainees to the United States. We just had a trainee here at Medical Eye Center for cornea, cataract, and refractive surgery last month. And we regularly do that. We train them here, we train them there, and then we work with them long-term.
That is very, very interesting. So it's not just about going over and performing the free surgery, as much fun as you term it, that you love to do that. You're actually helping doctors there learn the techniques so that they can start doing more of that themselves then.
Yeah, if you think about it, us just going for a week and doing a lot of surgery is great, but it's infinitely more valuable to give the best techniques and the best training to the local doctors, and they are absolutely amazing with the resources they have. They do an incredible job.
How far has that come, these kind of surgical techniques? Because I'll just tell you personally, this is something Dr. Paul Imperia, you know, over there, ended up doing radial keratotomy on me, I want to say 20, 25 years ago.
Yeah.
And from what I understand, I don't even think they do that anymore because things have progressed from beyond those sort of techniques.
Yeah, yeah. There's been incredible changes over the last 10 or 20 years in cataract surgery, also in refractive surgery. What you're referring to, RK, has largely been replaced by LASIK refractive surgery. And so, yeah, there's just been leaps and bounds in both of those departments.
All right. You do some of this, too, locally. It's not just all going overseas, but you have to take care of many La Clinica patients, too, with this surgery.
Right. Yeah. One of the main reasons that I joined Medical Eye Center is the entire practice, from the technicians, the managers, the partners, all are interested and actively involved with eye care and underserved populations. And so, about 10 years ago, Paul Imperia and Christy Sini, one of our senior managers, started a partnership with La Clinica, doing routine vision evaluation, seeing patients that had really severe diabetic issues, getting surgery for those who wouldn't otherwise be able to afford it. Mm. And we still continue to have a very strong relationship with them. And Dr. Imperia, Dr. Lemley, Christy, and others work there regularly, and we're really proud of that and the care that that's able to provide for people in the Rogue Valley.
All right, very good. Dr. John Welling is who I'm speaking to. I appreciate you coming in and sharing a few thoughts about what is going on here. I've always wanted to know this. I'm having to get my eyes examined, and I'm still continuing to go more and more, needing more reading glasses, or, you know, more of a, what is it called, bifocals.
Right.
Yeah, I got the bifocals, and I'm doing that. Why, as we get older, do I have to do that? And my arm continues to get shorter.
Yeah.
I wish I had about a 5 foot arm at this point.
Right. Well, you're not the only one. You know, what happens is our lens, when we're, you know, 20 years old, is very flexible and pliable. And we have a muscle inside of our eye that changes the shape of our lens so that when we're looking at distance, it's relaxed and the lens is flat and we see well at distance. When we want to see something up close, that muscle contracts and it makes the lens more spherical.
It's supposed to puff it up then.
Exactly. Right. And it gives you extra reading power. But then as you get into your 40s and 50s, then your lens becomes more stiff and it's harder for you to do that. And so you can't what we call accommodate that up close reading.
So my back gets stiff and my lens is getting stiff too. That's pretty much it.
Sorry, Bill. That's the case.
Okay. Hey, ain't age a great thing? I appreciate that. Hey, thanks for coming in. It's great to see people doing some good things. And I'd love to hear when you get back after having performed it sounds like you're going to do, 200-300 surgeries?
What we're hoping.
All right. Thanks again, doctor. It's good to have you on.
Thanks so much for having me.
Dr. John Welling, ophthalmologist over at Medical Eye Center. 853, you're on FM 106.7 KMED.